Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
You've just heard Blue Horizon, Sidney Bechet's famous improvisation, which identifies Eric's Sounds of Jazz. I'm your host, Eric Offner, and we're featuring one of the greatest New Orleans-style jazz trumpet players of all times, one of my favorites, Muggsy Spanier. We'll start with Muggsy's classic, Relaxing at the Touro, which he and Joe Bushkin composed. There is a lot of argument on many areas of jazz, but if all jazz musicians and fans will agree that Relaxing at the Touro is Muggsy Spanier's finest recording. Thank you. We're starting with Relaxing at the Touro, and I plan to end this show with Relaxing at the Touro, Muggsy's most famous number. Jazz musicians and jazz fans agree that it was his best. And he recorded that in New York City in the RCA Studio 3 on November 22, 1939. Muggsy Spanier was a Chicago-style, quote, Dixielander, unquote, a term I don't like, and I would prefer to refer to it as Chicago's New Orleans jazz version, because it was improvised, it had hot intonations like Muggsy's growls on the mute, which show off beautifully at Relaxing at the Touro, polyphony and hot intonations, which I have already mentioned, and polyrhythmic backgrounds. The solos were by Muggsy and the great Joe Bushkin. We're going to hear Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band with Muggsy on cornet. His George Brunas colleague, George Brunas always played with Muggsy, and he shouts on Big Butter and Eggman. He's, of course, on trombone, Rod Kless on clarinet, Ray McKinstry on tenor, George Zack on piano, Bob Casey guitar, Pat Patterson on bass, and Marty Greenberg on drums, recorded July 7, 1939 in Chicago. The first number which opened the concert was a Bob Wilbur tune,
please clarify. Then, a Kenny DeVern tune, because the concert was in part a tribute to the Soprano Summit. Bob Wilbur and Kenny DeVern, well known for the Soprano Summit, the tune Lament. The third song was the Song of the Vagabond. Believe it or not, that's from Rudolf Frimmel's operetta, The Vagabond King. The movie from 1930, you may have seen, starred Nelson Eddy. We're now going to hear two numbers featuring Nick Payton. He wrote The Sage, the first number, and then the 1918 tune, Somebody Stole My Girl.
We will now listen to Muggsy Spanier's band, where Brunus is again on trombone. He's on vocal on Sister Kate. And more or less the same band that I've just announced, except that Don Carter will be on drums. And this is recorded the same year, but in November of 1939, at the RCA studio in New York City.
sings it like jelly on a plate. My mama wanted to know last night why all the boys treat the kids so nice. Every boy in my neighborhood, and I knew she could hear me and it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date. When I can shimmy like my sister Kate, I'm shouting, shimmy like my sister Kate, oh boy.
I love the tunes. At the jazz band ball, I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate, Dippermouth Blues, and Livery Stable Blues. Now, let me tell you a little bit about some of the songs. When I used to see George Brunas do I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, he would take off his jacket, have a tight-fitting shirt, and move his belly to the rhythm. Just the belly, nothing else, not the rest of the body. And Brunas sometimes played just with a glass of water to growl. As far as Dippermouth is concerned, you heard the famous solo by King Oliver. King Oliver recorded that in Chicago. We're going to listen to Riverboat Shuffle, At Sundown, and Blueing the Blues. And the band is pretty much the same, with Nick Kayaza on tenor sax replacing Bernie Billings, who was on the previous four. This is again at the RCA studio in New York City, and it's a few days later, November 22, 1939. And listen for the solos by Joe Bushkin on piano. For those of you who've never heard Magzi, you can now realize that any person can immediately recognize his sound. It's unique, beautiful, and while Brunus has a different temperament than Magzi, on Lonesome Road, he holds back and plays beautiful solos. We're going to hear Lonesome Road, Dinah, Black and Blue, and Mandy, Make Up Your Mind.
Thank you. Dinah. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, you know I'm sure to meet my Dinah. With the Dixie eyes blazing, how in love this is gazing, to the eyes of Donnelly. All's every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. My dynamite. If you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Donna Lee.
You've been listening to Eric Sounds of Jazz, featuring Muggsy Spanier, who I love. On the Dinah recording, that was George Brunis, of course. Muggsy's music is inspirational. It just brings out the best New Orleans-style jazz imaginable. And one of his numbers is so great that, as promised at the beginning of the show, I'm going to play Relaxing at the Touro one more time so you don't miss Muggsy's sound and are reminded of that great recording. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you the next time. This is Eric Offner signing off. You've just heard Blue Horizon, Sidney Bechet's famous improvisation, which identifies Eric's sounds of jazz. I'm your host, Eric Offner, and we're featuring one of the greatest New Orleans-style jazz trumpet players of all times, one of my favorites, Muggsy Spanier. We'll start with Muggsy's classic, Relaxing at the Touro, which he and Joe Bushkin composed. There is a lot of argument on many areas of jazz, but if all jazz musicians and fans will agree that Relaxing at the Touro is Muggsy Spanier's finest recording. We're starting with Relaxing at the Touro, and I plan to end this show with Relaxing at the Touro, Muggsy's most famous number. Jazz musicians and jazz fans agree that it was his best, and he recorded that in New York City in the RCA Studio 3 on November 22, 1939. Muggsy Spanier was a Chicago-style, quote, Dixielander, unquote, a term I don't like, and I would prefer to refer to it as Chicago's New Orleans jazz version, because it was improvised, it had hot intonations like Muggsy's growls on the mute, which show off beautifully at relaxing at the Touro, polyphony and hot intonations, which I have already mentioned, and polyrhythmic backgrounds. The solos were by Muggsy and the great Joe Bushkin. We're going to hear Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band with Muggsy on cornet. His George Brunner's colleague, George Brunner's always played with Muggsy, and he shouts on Big Butter and Eggman. He's, of course, on trombone, Rod Kless on clarinet, Ray McKinstry on tenor, George Zack on piano, Bob Casey guitar, Pat Patterson on bass, and Marty Greenberg on drums, recorded July 7, 1939 in Chicago.
The first number, which opened the concert, was a Bob Wilbur tune, Please Clarify. Then, a Kenny DeVern tune, because the concert was in part a tribute to the Soprano Summit. Bob Wilbur and Kenny DeVern, well known for the Soprano Summit. The tune, Lament. The third song was the Song of the Vagabond. Believe it or not, that's from Rudolf Frimmel's operetta, The Vagabond King. The movie from 1930, you may have seen, starred Nelson Eddy. We're now going to hear two numbers featuring Nick Payton. He wrote The Sage, the first number, and then the 1918 tune, Somebody Stole My Girl.
We will now listen to Muggsy Spanier's band, where Brunus is again on trombone. He's on vocal on Sister Kate. And more or less the same band that I've just announced, except that Don Carter will be on drums. And this is recorded the same year, but in November of 1939, at the RCA studio in New York City.
Oh, boy.
I love the tunes. At the jazz band ball, I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate, Dippermouth Blues, and Livery Stable Blues. Now, let me tell you a little bit about some of the songs. When I used to see George Bruner's do I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, he would take off his jacket, have a tight-fitting shirt, and move his belly to the rhythm. Just the belly, nothing else, not the rest of the body. And Bruner sometimes played just with a glass of water to growl. As far as Dippermouth is concerned, you heard the famous solo by King Oliver. King Oliver recorded that in Chicago. We're going to listen to Riverboat Shuffle, At Sundown, and Blueing the Blues. And the band is pretty much the same, with Nick Kayaza on tenor sax replacing Bernie Billings, who was on the previous four. This is again at the RCA studio in New York City, and it's a few days later, November 22, 1939, and listen for the solos by Joe Bushkin on piano. For those of you who've never heard Magzi, you can now realize that any person can immediately recognize his sound. It's unique, beautiful, and while Brunus has a different temperament than Magzi, on Lonesome Road, he holds back and plays beautiful solos. We're going to hear Lonesome Road, Dinah, Black and Blue, and Mandy, Make Up Your Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Dinah. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, you know how. Show to me my Dinah. With the Dixie eyes blazing, how in love this is engaging to the eyes of Donnelly. All's every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. My Dinah, if you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Donnelly.
You've been listening to Eric Sounds of Jazz, featuring Muggsy Spanier, who I love. On the Dinah recording, that was George Brunis, of course. Muggsy's music is inspirational. It just brings out the best New Orleans-style jazz imaginable. And one of his numbers is so great that, as promised at the beginning of the show, I'm going to play Relaxing at the Touro one more time so you don't miss Muggsy's sound and are reminded of that great recording. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you the next time. This is Eric Offner signing off.